listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a woman who was bold enough to ask for a blessing. It's all bound up in the story of Caleb, and we're going to read part of Caleb's story here in Judges chapter 1, starting at verse 12, where we read this. Then Caleb said, "Whoever attacks Kiriath Sefer and takes it, to him I will give my daughter Aksah as a wife." And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, took it. So he gave him his daughter Aksah as a wife. Now it happened when she came to him that she urged him to ask her father for a field. And she dismounted from her donkey. And Caleb said to her, "What do you wish?" So she said to him, "Give me a blessing. Since you have given me land in the south, give me also springs of water." And Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. Aksah was the daughter of Caleb, and she made a bold request to her father. We should regard this request from a daughter to a father as a parable or an example of prayer. There's much we can learn about prayer from Aksah's request. First, we see that Aksah thought about what she wanted before she went to her father. So before you pray, know what you need before God. Like Aksah, come to God with a very definite request, one that is carefully considered before the time of prayer. We also see that she asked for help with her request. She asked her husband, when it says she urged him to ask her father for a field. This shows that sometimes we need help in prayer. And when we feel that we can't pray for ourselves, well, then we should ask for prayer. Aksah also knew that it was her father that she asked. When we come to God in prayer, we should always remember that we come to a loving father. We also see that Aksah went humbly, yet eagerly. She came on a donkey, yet humbly dismounted from the animal before making her request. Well, we must come in the same way to God, eagerly and humbly all at the same time. Caleb asked Aksah, "What do you want?" And God asks us the same thing when we come to him in prayer. And he wants to know what we want. We should come ready to ask and ready to ask appropriately. Aksah apparently or actually asked for it. And we must not fail to actually ask. She simply said to her father Caleb, "Give me a blessing." Now, she mingled gratitude with her petition. She acknowledged, "You've given me land in the south." And Aksah also used past blessing as a reason to ask for more. Each of these is a pattern for our own prayer. We trust for a similar response from our Father in heaven. When we look at the response of Caleb to Aksah, we see several things. First of all, Caleb the father gave his child what she asked for. Secondly, Caleb the father gave to her in large measure. And then third, Caleb the father was not critical of the request in the slightest possible way. Friends, our Father in heaven will respond to our prayers in the same way. God loves to answer prayer. He loves to answer it in large measure, and he's never critical of our requests. We should do exactly what Aksah did. Ask. Go before the Lord in prayer today and try to discern his will. Ask according to his will, but ask.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.